This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Time for us to learn. Got to learn about the Atlanta Falcons. Josh Kendall will join us from The Athletic via the Rude Guest Hotline. Josh, what's up, dude? Thanks for making time for us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Last year, Washington and Atlanta played really an excellent football game, came down to the wire, went to overtime, and in OT, the Skins prevailed. That clinched a playoff spot for them. We're going to see it again this year, week four, in Atlanta. How are the Falcons looking, man? Obviously, it's a different offseason now because Penix is his operation, right?
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest question is how much progress will Penix make from the Penix that everybody saw in Washington, which was his second start to his second full season as the starter. The Falcons have put a lot of faith in the fact that he's going to be really good. They have operated this offseason like a team that thinks it can be pretty good in 2025. And the reason it's doing that is because it's got a really strong belief in Michael Penix. The reality is, you know, he'll be making his fourth career start in the season opener. So I still think it's very much an open question. If Penix is the guy that they think he is, Atlanta will be a really good offensive team and will be a tough out, despite the fact that they have some question marks on defense. But if he doesn't make that jump, it's a totally different story. So there's a lot on Penix's shoulders for Atlanta.
Certainly. And what else? Is the word with Pitts that he's kind of? I mean, there's so many big weapons there: Drake London, Bijan, everything. Like, how does everybody feel about getting the full potential of those players?
I think that they feel really good about the offense and where everybody is slotted in. I think that they are very high on Drake London. I think that they are very high on Bijan Robinson. I think both of those guys, like Penix, are still very young in their career and set to make big jumps, big strides. This is a staff, you know, in Zach Robinson, the offensive coordinator, Raheem Morris, that come from that Rams staff. It has a lot of faith in what this offensive system can do and moving the ball and scoring points. And they absolutely think that they will do that. I think that Kyle Pitts is like the last 3 years, sort of the big X factor in this offense. While everybody else around the league seems to think, everybody else in the league seems to think more about Kyle Pitts than the Falcons do at this point, honestly, because I think Falcons fans to a large degree have given up on him having a breakout year. If he did, that would be great for this offense. That would add another layer to this offense. But it's, you know, Falcons fans are going to have to see that part of it to believe it.
What are their plans for Kirk Cousins?
You know, you got a trade offer for them, they'll listen. You call them, they will pick up the phone.
Yo, we've ridden the Kirk roller coaster, dog. We are off it here in Washington.
Yeah, but I think that they would like to trade him. They will keep him out of stubbornness, if for no other reason, if they have to. But they would. It makes more sense for everybody involved, for Kirk Cousins, for Michael Penix, for the Falcons, to trade him to get something out of him. I know that we hear a lot of stuff. We hear a lot of numbers about how much the Falcons will be willing to pay on his contract to make this deal happen. I think as the season gets closer, the Falcons will be more motivated to maybe chip in more. I also think that they are kind of banking on, you know, the history of the league, which is that at some point in training camp, at some point in the first few weeks, somebody's going to find themselves in need of a quarterback for one reason or another. And, you know, oh, looky here, we got one right here ready to go. Give us a call. Right. But I think that either possibility, you know, Kirk Cousins being here or not, is still on the table at this point.
Well, dude, one thing I can't wrap my head around is, have there been, I don't know if you've reported this or others or what, but, like, is there not anything from Pittsburgh? Are they just willing to wait on Rodgers till, you know, whenever he comes out of the darkness retreat?
Yes, they are absolutely waiting on Rodgers. That is absolutely their first choice. And, you know, I don't think it's any more complicated than the Steelers, you know, understand that Kirk Cousins is available and understand, frankly, that Kirk Cousins will be available tomorrow and next Wednesday and the following Wednesday and the following Wednesday. There's no urgency for them with Kirk Cousins. He's enough of a veteran that he could come in. You know, you don't have to get Kirk Cousins in and teach him a bunch of stuff. He's smart. He's diligent. He'll pick it all up. You can add him on, you know, August the 10th and have him probably have him ready by game time. So I think the Steelers will wait as long as they have the stomach to wait for Aaron Rodgers, and then if they need to, would engage in serious conversations with the Falcons.
Bijan, if he goes out there and take care of business, he can be a big help, I think, for Michael Penix. How is he at this point?
Yeah, I mean, he is dynamic. I think that they are trying to make him more dynamic. Bijan is a guy who, I think I have this number right, his career long run is 38 yards. They would like to get him to hit a few home runs this year. But that's about the only thing missing from his game. He is one of the best doubles hitters in the National Football League. I mean, he'll get you a first down when it doesn't look like a first down is there. He has proven he can handle a pretty high workload. I would imagine they're going to give him even bigger workload this year. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. I think Bijan is right on track from what they expect from him and will be a better player if he can hit a few home runs this year.
Certainly. I mean, you need those game breakers. We're talking with Josh Kendall from The Athletic here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Josh at Josh The Athletic. And, of course, Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. You know, offensively, Atlanta moved the ball pretty well last year. I think they were top 10 in yards gained. But the defense just struggled. And, you know, I know Raheem was brought in there to try to get that defense going. Where are they in kind of trying to – I mean, I want to say they're bottom 10 in both yards and points allowed. I know it was a struggle for them to score – to stop scoring. How much have they improved?
That's a great question. They fired Jimmy Lake as a defensive coordinator and hired Jeff Albrecht and reunited him with Raheem Morris. And they have revamped the defensive line. They have gotten much younger and much more athletic on the defensive line. Grady Jarrett, who's been a stalwart here since 2015, is gone. In his place are essentially two second-year players who they drafted last year and barely played. So they are making a bet on athleticism, on their coaching, and on youth along the defensive front. They drafted two edge rushers, James Pierce and Jalen Walker, in the first round. You know, we'll see. If it works, they're geniuses. If it doesn't, if those guys are not ready, the defense won't be any better, and they'll have to answer questions at the end of the year. But they're very much in a transition period there.
Josh, you've watched defenses come through, and you've seen a lot of it. What has worked best, the young athletic guys or the veteran guys? Because we're in the same situation here in Washington.
Well, nothing has worked much for the Falcons of late. They haven't played really good defense around here for a while. The most recent formidable defense they've had was 2 years ago under Ryan Nielsen, and it was a different approach than this group. It was 4-3, big guys beat up little guys. this is smaller and more athletic, you know, so we're just going to have to see. It's a different approach to the game.
Well, right. Clearly, you know, Atlanta realized they need more at edge rusher. At 15, you take Jalen Walker out of Georgia in the draft. I thought that was a slam dunk pick. I like Walker a lot. I think to get him at 15 had a lot of value. But a lot of people had a lot of questions about the price that got paid to move up and draft James Pierce Jr. at 26, an edge rusher out of Tennessee. What have you learned since the draft about those two players?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Walker's a guy they didn't really expect to be there and didn't feel like they could pass on. James Pierce is a guy I think that they were going to draft at 15 had Jalen Walker not been there. They like Pierce. They realize he is a gamble. He is a gamble from an off-the-field perspective. Some teams have crossed him off of their board for off-the-field concerns. Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot went to his hometown the day before the draft, talked to him and his mom. So they clearly had the same types of – they know the issues that are out there and wanted to sort of address them and check those boxes before they took the guy. There's no question that they overpaid for him if you look at all the math. The traditional math, they think it's going to be worth it. And if he is, if he's a guy who makes an impact on this pass game, everybody will say it was a great move and it was completely worth it. Mm-hmm. But it is a gamble on a couple of fronts.
Sure.
So, James Pierce, I liked him as well. What was the off-field stuff with him?
Maturity mostly. Concerns about how much he loves the game, you know, how much he was willing to practice. How much fun he was to be around on a daily basis from a coaching standpoint. You know, I don't think anything that's – sorry, there's every truck in town decided to come into the Falcons facility.
sorry, dude.
When I got on the radio.
It's all good.
So nothing that in terms of what we know publicly, there's nothing that's glaring out there. But there was enough – that a lot of teams in the league were talking about it, and some teams just weren't going to take him, certainly in the first round.
It's interesting because his production is significant at an SEC level. But, yeah, I mean, we all kind of heard the same stuff, and you wonder, I feel like every year in the draft, there's a guy with questions that goes on to just be a monster and prove that the questions were wrong. And then there's a guy without questions that proves to just not be good enough or that there should have been.
Well, I think the Falcons believe he was the best physically the best pass rusher in this draft, and that includes Abdul Carter. In terms of edge rusher, stand up on the edge and come around the corner, I think that they believe he was the best guy in this draft. And you're right. We have seen guys like Micah Parsons. Now, that's too much of a comparison to put in on anybody. That's just the name that pops into my head.
Sure.
There were some questions about Micah Parsons. Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah, then there are other guys that you roll the dice and you crap out. The Falcons' history of, they've crapped out a lot. So we'll see if this is a turning point for them.
For sure, man. I think if you get two, even just good pass rushers in one draft, that changes that defense significantly, right?
Certainly.
Their secondary's been pretty good.
Yeah, secondary's got Jesse Bates, who's a really good football player, A.J. Terrell, who's a good cornerback. If they can get a pass rush, this secondary can be okay.
You mentioned, are you at the Falcons facility right now? Have OTA started for you guys?
Yeah, the first day today. I'm today.
We just did this segment here in Washington where we're kind of asking fans what they want to see at OTAs. What are Falcons fans focused on right now?
They would love to see, what they would love for the media to say is, Michael Penix looks sharp. No balls touched the ground in practice. This offense is going to be really good. You can't tell anything about the front seven defenders in OTAs. You just can't because there's not enough contact. So anything you get, any observations about those guys, frankly, are meaningless. So I think what you're looking for is Michael Penix look like he's still the guy? Is the offense clicking? Does everybody look sharp? Does everybody look healthy? I'm not sure there's a ton you can get from it, but certainly there's more offensively than defensively.
OTAs are a skill position thing, man. You're looking for crispness out of those guys. Josh, I don't want to hold you up too much longer, dude. I'm curious. The Bucs have won the NFC South now for four straight seasons.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm guessing Atlanta wants to knock them off. Does that seem doable to you?
Viable.
Are they a wild card team? Understanding we're months away, but I'm interested in kind of what expectations are down there. This is Raheem's second year, right? He should feel pretty established.
Yeah, I think certainly they feel like they're NFC South contenders, and there's no reason that they shouldn't be NFC South contenders. This is not an overly formidable division. But the Bucs have won it 4 years in a row, and I am personally, I can just tell you, where I'm coming from, I'm done betting against the Bucs. The Bucs have earned the right to be considered the NFC South favorites, because we keep trying to find another team, and all these other three teams in the division, can't get out of their own way, trip over their own feet. So until the Panthers and the Saints and the Falcons, quit stubbing their own toes, it's the Bucs division to lose.
And you may already be all over this, Josh, but I just saw Schefter tweet this out, that Kirk Cousins was not there for voluntary OTAs. Is that a surprise at this point?
No, we didn't expect him to be here, but we just asked Raheem, 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, and he said he was confirmed he was not going to, he was not, he, what Raheem said is, I have not seen him today, which is a kind of a coy way of saying,
he ain't coming here.
I haven't seen him
yet. If I'm a coach, I really don't want him there.
Right.
I wouldn't expect him to be here until the first day of mandatory mini camp, which is, 3 weeks?
Yeah, mid-June, right.
When they can take your money, you show up.
Yeah.
Yo, definitely for Kirk. There's some dudes that'll skip it even if they have to pay. Kirk will not. Look, man, I can't wait to get down to Atlanta for week 4. I love that stadium. I love that city. And these games have been pretty good between the Falcons. I mean, even kind of during the Ron era, it seemed like the football team and the Redskins were playing the Falcons every year. I remember Heinicke hitting J.D. McKissick on a bomb. These have been pretty fun games between Atlanta and Washington. I'm hoping for another one in September.
Yeah, absolutely. I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks very much,
Steve. Hey, man. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Josh Kendall from The Athletic. You can give him a follow at Josh The Athletic. Sharp dude. Been covering the Falcons for a long time. They got to get rid of Kirk, dude. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but like
they're gonna get rid of him.
But let Penix do his thing, it's kind of tricky with Kirk there.
Well, I mean, that's understandable, but you know what? If you're gonna be the guy, you're gonna be the guy. And I think Penix, the way he played, even when he got in there last year, he's a guy may not do this a lot. Yap. Dude, just play. He don't give a damn about who's wrong.
Throws a pretty spiral.
Hell yeah.
Left hand, man.
He's like, look, man, you could be sitting on the bench making all that money, but this is my show.
All right.
Got to have people that think like that.
I wanted to circle back to this because I all of a sudden have just like a fight in my Twitter mentions here. The Washington Post, earlier this morning, I believe, Nikki's got a byline on this thing, Nikki Chavala, along with Emily Guskin and Scott Clement. I don't know those two. Hopefully I said those correct. In the 22 months since Josh Harris purchased the Washington Commanders, I'm just reading the first sentence of this. In the 22 months since Josh Harris purchased the Washington Commanders, the team has transformed from a stain on the NFL into one of its hottest franchises. Mm-hmm. With a rookie of the year quarterback, an NFC championship game appearance, and a future entrenched in primetime. The renewed interest in the Commanders was evident last year with a spike in sponsorship deals and sellouts at every home game at their Landover Stadium. And the change in tenor around the team has already left a dramatic mark on the Washington region. According to a Washington Post Shar School poll, 61% of D.C. area sports fans are fans of the Commanders, up from 45% of area sports fans a year ago. Among all D.C. area residents, 53% say they are Commanders fans, while 45% do not root for the team. In 2023, 31% of D.C. area residents said they were Commanders fans or the Commanders were their favorite local team. I want to dive into these numbers. People now identify as Commanders fans, and in turn, there's a lot less angst about the team name. People like the Commanders name. I can't help but think about a bald Louisiana man that told me, if they win, it doesn't matter what the name is, people will like it. I think a lot of people are getting exposed on, I can never root for them if they're not the Redskins. We're going to open the phone lines up on this, 800-636-1067, examining the cause of the Commander's name becoming more popular. I think it's pretty simple. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.